What's going on, guys, and welcome to October's episode of Plus Club, the show where we play the games offered on PlayStation Plus throughout the month, and at the end of the month, we talk about it like a book club. My name's Seth, and joining me today, of course, is Chevy. Chevy, how you doing, and are you ready to talk about the games we played in October, which were Callisto Protocol, Farming Simulator 22, and Weird West?
I'm doing all right. I was off last week and went to work back to work today, and I'm feeling a little sore today, but...
It's always the worst.
Yeah, so... kind of dealing with that, but otherwise I'm good. As far as the games go,
I feel like it was a varied month, so there'll be some interesting things to talk about here. And then quick reminder too, that we'll be talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre tomorrow for game of the month, so stick around for that. That was your guys' community pick, and so it'll be fun to discuss that. And yeah, before we jump into things, it's also worth mentioning that as of right now, which is kind of wild because it's technically the 31st, so at the end of the month, we don't know the games for PlayStation Plus yet for November, so hopefully that gets announced soon. I'm sure it will. I'm sure it'll get announced later today, but we don't know, so we can't even talk about or really speculate on anything here. I looked up rumors, too, and nobody... had anything, so it's gonna be like a legit
show's done now.
Yeah, I guess so. So yeah, once we know, we'll let you guys know, and I'm sure you'll know, but we'll just make sure. So all right, with that, because we can't talk about that, let's jump into the games that we did play. And those games were, again, Callisto Protocol, Farming Simulator 22, and Weird West. I feel like we should probably start with Farming Simulator 22. If you didn't get a chance to play that, it's a farming simulator. You run a farm, you use equipment, you upgrade your equipment, buy new equipment, you buy plots of land, you decide what you put on that land, you have to take care of it, you got to throw fertilizer on it, you got to throw lime on it, make sure that it's growing properly. You can hire AI bots to run things for you, so there's micromanaging in that regard, and you have to collect and haul a lot of that product and deliver it, and... yeah, there's a bunch of little mini features there. The game offers multiplayer, which I did not play. I don't think you did either, which is a shame. But pretty much I feel like I got the gist of it. But we both played it. How about we start off with your impressions of Farming Simulator 22 in October?
Okay. Well, I mean, this is the second time we've played a farming sim game now, yep. Which is weird.
I think we played 21 for Plus Club as well.
Yeah,
or was it 19?
I'm not 100% sure which one they gave us, but we definitely played one. Yeah, and we did play that one, I think, 4-player co-op.
Yep.
Whatever. So as long as they didn't change that, which obviously I can't talk about because we didn't try it, but I'm sure that is equally a good experience at that point, because I remember liking playing it multiplayer. In the case of the single player, the one thing that kind of stood out for me in this one that it's hard for me to remember the last one, so it's gonna be hard for me to do any comparisons, but just for the sake of talking about my experience with this one, the tutorials seemed okay. I remember them being kind of bad before. I think they still are kind of like fine. They kind of like set you up to learn like three or four different types of like vehicles and a couple techniques. Like retilling a plot, seeding and cutting and harvesting and selling some, I think it was wheat, I can't remember off the top of my head exactly what it was, and then they kind of just let you go at that point. So I wasn't 100% sure what I was supposed to be doing, so I spent a lot of time like messing around with all these plots, and a lot of them like, you don't own this one. Yep. This one, I'm like, okay, well, I wasn't taught anything in that regard, so
it's weird because I think that the tutorial, take it for what you will, I think it's a better tutorial than the last game for sure, because I remember playing the last game and not knowing anything after the tutorial. It was like really kind of cluttered. It didn't really inform you very well. This one kind of steps you through it like you're a 5-year-old for the most part, but it only gives you enough information to start being able to possibly start trying to figure things out after that. You still have to figure out a bunch of shit on your own, but it gives you some of the know-how on how you can go about figuring that out. And so I appreciate that it does teach you how to drive a vehicle, how to access the features of that vehicle, and how to put an AI dude in there. But after that, it's just like, all right, here's your form. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's time to figure everything out.
It's time to watch my bank account drain.
So better tutorial, but doesn't teach you a whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost wish this kind of went through like every type of function you were going to have to do in the game and just made them like one-off missions instead of just throwing in the map and giving you a couple things to do. And
you should have like a little baby campaign.
Yeah.
Where it's like, now we're going to make sure that this field gets plotted or whatever. Like, make sure it gets limed. Make sure this is where you got to go. Yeah. Like, really step you through the whole process of it in like a narrative. It doesn't even have to be like your, you know, typical gameplay, but just like have like a little mini campaign where you start it up and it's like, we're on a farm and, you know, get you to figure everything out like organically.
Especially because like, a lot of the stuff you have to access is like in a bunch of menus. Yep. So there's a lot of digging for stuff, you know, until you know where it's at. And then it's a little less of a process, but it's still, you spend a lot of time in menus, which I know it's a sim game, but yeah, there's definitely room for improvement.
Yeah, I noticed up in the top right corner, there was a little fast forward button that I think it was at 5 or something like that, 5X or something like that, standard. I don't remember. It was going a little bit, but I was like, how do I speed that up? So like I had to go into the menus and finally I found it. And you can speed the thing up to like 250 something X.
Oh, I didn't miss it at all.
Yeah, I did, because I was like, speed this shit up. And so I found it, but I had to definitely look for it.
Yeah. So yeah, upon trying to figure out what to do, I remembered that when we played the last one, early on, it was way too expensive to just start farming, and we were making more money doing like contract work. And so I went and I dug through the menus and found the contract stuff, the people who needed stuff done, and then you could either like lease or purchase the equipment. So I would just lease it and then just make sure to return it when I was done. And I did just a bunch of like fertilizing, adding lime to soil and stuff like that. I had to like figure out how to like load the fertilizer machine because it didn't specify if I needed dry or wet fertilizer. And I had to buy a forklift for that. And I bought the wrong fertilizer. And so I was sitting there like running into things with the forklift, like trying to figure out how to you just put the product in the spreader or whatever the hell it's called. But once I started kind of figuring stuff out, you know, it, like most sim games, it was just kind of like going through the motions, which is you're either into it or you're not. I kind of like it because it's kind of a just like repetitive thing that you can just kind of do and you can kind of check out while playing it.
I feel like it'd be like the perfect, I feel like this game would be really dope and relaxing once you learn everything. It's like, do you want to put the time in to learn this game? And for this month, I couldn't put that much time into it to learn every little thing about it, but I figured out most of it. But it's definitely a game that, you know, if you're like getting home from work, you just want to do a couple things around the farm, listen to a podcast or whatever, like it's a really chill game. And I think it could be a lot of fun once you learn all the ins and outs of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the biggest hurdle.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could recommend anything for them on the next game, because otherwise, I think I have mostly positive things to say about this game. Make like a proper tutorial that's, you know, just a little more interactive. A lot of games do it nowadays.
So. And optional, because a lot of people buying these games, you know, have played them. They know it inside and out. They don't need the tutorial. But then you have, you know, people like myself. I'm not going to speak for both of us, but I mean, I'll forget this game. And it's not the game's fault. I'll forget this game in like 2 months. And
yeah.
The one I'm told to play the next one, I'll have to relearn all over again. So, yeah. That being said, I did enjoy it once I figured some stuff out. I also had to just kind of have Google accessible on a second monitor to just kind of like answer some questions for myself.
Yeah, I tortured myself and didn't Google anything. So I spent like a considerable amount of time learning shit.
As soon as I realized I wasn't going to hold my hand at all, I was just like, okay, so this is like old school games. Time to bust out the second monitor. So, overall, I mean, I had a pretty all right time. I don't know if it's different from the last one at all. Like, maybe I'm crazy, but it felt exactly the same to me. So, I don't know if, if I was buying these, if I would have needed this one, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't have a good enough memory of either of them, to be honest. So
I think this game's better than the last one for sure. Cause maybe I'm misremembering, or maybe I played the PS4 version of the last game and the PS5 version of this one, but this game looks a lot better than the last game did, by a lot. So I don't know if that's just because the game has come a long way or if that is just the PS5 version. I'm not sure. I also feel like you don't run insanely fast anymore. I feel like you run pretty quick still, but I don't think you run like as fast as you did in the last Farming Simulator we played, which is just insane. And then I also think that the navigating with a controller, at least the options on your vehicle, is a lot more simplistic. But maybe I also misremembering. It's been a while since we played the last one, so it's hard for me to remember. I remember playing that one and feeling even more lost and feeling like it was pretty janky. And this one feels less janky to me, especially with how quickly you can just assign an AI bot into vehicles. It's like pretty idiot proof. As long as you have the right vehicle, the right pieces with the right fertilizer in the right place. But if you have all that set up and it'll tell you they can't do anything here because of blah, 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 which I appreciated, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. It's hard for me to because I can't remember the last one enough to say if I think it's a big enough jump to warrant a second one for me, at least. So,
yeah,
but yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't have much to add to that outside of, like I said, I think the game does look better than the last game, but it could just be crazy. I don't know. Let me know in the comments if it's like exactly the same looking. Maybe it's not an improvement, but yeah, I was looking, I'm like, oh, this actually looks a lot cleaner than I remember these games looking. So that was a pleasant surprise. The general gameplay loop of the game, once I got certain things down, I think it does a decent job of what it's trying to do. I felt engaged. I felt like, you know, I was sitting there wanting to see things progress, like start making more money. I also appreciate at first, early on, you have to start filling up a truck and driving it somewhere to drop stuff off. And I'm like, man, this is a game that you really need to play multiplayer, because like the idea of me just doing that over and over again can drive me crazy. Like, it's relaxing, but like, I don't want to just play a game nonstop, just delivering product to make money. Luckily, you can assign AI to drive to specific locations and tell them what direction they need to be entering certain places. So I would put an arrow on the place he had to deliver and he would drive it there, but he wouldn't complete the task. If there's a way to do that, let me know in the comments. But if you use the D-pad left and right, you can just teleport to every vehicle you have. And so while he's driving there, I just keep track of it while he's doing other things, and I would teleport to the vehicle, I would drop the stuff off, and then I'd have him drive it back. So you can actually kind of get pretty micromanaging with this game, which I appreciate, especially with how many tasks are happening at once. Like I already said too, I think that for the most part, when it comes to just doing the basic work around the farm, I like that the AI is just there to do it instantly. I don't know how much they're getting paid. I didn't pay attention to any of that, or if they're getting paid at all.
It's pretty much a dollar a second.
Yeah, but it didn't seem super detrimental to just throw people in there. And there's no, like, one thing I really appreciated, there's no like a menu. I'm sure there's a menu for them, but there's no menu to acquire people to work on your farm. You just hit like, I think, square.
Yeah, just hire someone.
Teleports in there. Yeah. It's you know, it's not the most sim feeling thing to do in a sim, but I think it worked better gameplay wise. It was less stressful and annoying.
I'll say management is part of it. I know in like a Euro Truck Simulator, you start off as a driver, but eventually you just have a fleet of people driving and you're running a business. So it's probably a very similar thing.
Yeah.
You probably get big enough to the point where you're just not doing the tasks really anymore.
So, yeah.
I'm assuming.
The AI is robotic, though. There's a point at which you've probably seen the gameplay already where it was like, you got to drive alongside the whatever the hell the thing's called, where it has the green hose that comes out and pours into the back of the truck.
I struggled with that, too.
Well, I didn't know what side at first. So when I was approaching the vehicle, it was backing up and I was sideways behind it and it hit me and drove over me for a second. And I was just kind of stuck sideways while it was driving on me. I was like, this isn't how this works, I'm sure. Finally, it drove off of me, and I was able to drive to the side, but we're kind of going. He was cruising, and I'm, like, trying to keep up, and things just pouring while I'm, like, keeping side to side. Then he braked, so I had to brake, and then finally he stopped so I could get what I think is wheat that he was he was cultivating or chopping up, where the hell you got. I don't know farming terms, but
harvesting.
Harvesting, yeah, that's the word. But eventually I got it. I figured it out. And I was like, okay, this is pretty straightforward. And then at one point, too, like the AI completed the task, but then just left the vehicle out in the field. So I'd like run over there. I manually pulled the hose out, and then I went and grabbed my truck and drove over there, and it just poured automatically anyway without somebody in the vehicle. So little things like that that aren't like realistic, I think also just – I was hoping it would work and it did. So I think they put some thought into the flow of gameplay in terms of just getting things done. And I kind of appreciate that. I also had to go buy fertilizer and lime and stuff like that because a tip had popped up saying you gotta put lime on crops to get more yield. So I was like, let's try that out. Took a while to tinker around and figure out how to do all that, but eventually found that you can just buy all the stuff right from a menu and then go pick it up. The fertilizer was interesting, and the lime, because you buy some and there's just a little bit. You drive your truck over there and it just kind of like, while it sits next to it, just fills your truck up.
That's not how it worked for me.
How'd it work for you?
It was supposed to work that way. I looked it up. It said you could just drive next to it.
Yeah.
For me, it did not. I had to buy a forklift. I had to lift it up above it. Yeah. And it had to dump in from the top. It wouldn't work otherwise for me.
Holy shit.
It was really annoying.
I'm glad that didn't. Yeah, I was just guessing. So, like, there's just a box. And I was like,
yeah.
Maybe it's like the thing that just funnels the wheat. And I backed up to it. And then I could see that it was filling in the back. And I was like, okay, cool. And then eventually the box just disappeared. But it was like barely any. So I had to buy like more boxes and just sit there.
Yeah.
So anyway, overall, I spent like multiple hours playing this game, and once I got things kind of understood, I was enjoying myself. I think if I was to return to this, I'd probably play it on PC, and I'd want to play with friends and share a farm, because I think it'd be more fun in a social setting, because there is a lot of time. You're just sitting there kind of like figuring out what to do. I think it'd be better if everybody kind of had a task and knew what they're doing, and you could, you know, just talk with each other or whatever. But I think getting to know how to play the game is something they could definitely improve on. Other than that, though, I think it's a pretty solid game. I get why people like it, and I could see myself playing this if I had downtime for gaming and not prioritizing everything that comes out that's brand new. Alan Wake 2. But yeah, pretty fun. And it's just like the last game. Surprised that I was enjoying myself once I figured things out, but I maybe have figured out 25% of the game, so I don't know everything yet. It's almost interesting to me that you were able to problem solve your issue by doing something that sounds a little more realistic than what I did, just parking next to the fertilizer. You actually had to get a forklift and lift it. That's really weird to me, but it's cool that you even had that option. So.
Yeah.
Overall, fun enough game.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
All right, jumping to recommendations before we grade it. I would recommend this to anyone who's into simulation games in general. If you like Trucker Sims, all that stuff, I think there is definitely a niche crowd. It's not in that niche. It seems like these games sell pretty well. I don't think you have to be into farming, because I'm not, to definitely enjoy this not. Game. So that's why I think I like people like...
I'm not into power washing. I love that game. So
yeah, I've heard a lot of stuff about that. And then, yeah, Trucker Sims, all sorts of Sims out there. People seem to like them. And I feel like you don't have to necessarily be in it, because I'm not into trucking either. So, if you're into simulation games, check this out. If you're into the prior farming Sims, I'm sure you've already played it, but I just got to throw it out there. If you have some kind of interest in actual farming and you haven't played Farming Simulator, I would recommend this to you. If you like micromanaging games, games where you run a business, maybe you're into SimCity, stuff like that, I think you'd probably appreciate this game as well, just because you are running a business, you're watching your money go away as you want to make more money and finding ways to make more money and, you know, micromanaging all your crops, stuff like that, buying new equipment. It's definitely going to appeal to people who are into any kind of game like that, I think. And if you like games you can play with your friends that have some jank to them, this game has that. So, and that was a big appeal to the last game for me, is just playing with you guys, but seeing all the goofy, weird shit that was happening was just funny to me. This one had less of that, it felt like. So, it felt like a more refined game, in my opinion. But again, I could just be misremembering. But, yeah. Any other recommendations?
He's kind of hard. I think I just add a caveat to the farming thing, which is if you play casual farming games like Harvest Moon, Story Seasons, you know, Rune Factory, stuff like that, I don't think it's an adjacent playstyle. So I don't know if you'll necessarily get me into it, but maybe check it out if you like that aspect of the game. So,
yeah. Anything else?
No.
All right, let's grade it. I'll go first. Okay. I'm feeling... I don't know. I feel like this grade could maybe go up or down if I played this game even longer, put some time into it more than I did. But I'm feeling like a strong B. It doesn't really have anything negative about it outside of it has a steep learning curve. But that's not necessarily... That's just something that could be improved. It's not a negative. I could learn all that information. I could read about it or watch videos or whatever. It just doesn't sound appealing to me to do that. But outside of that, the graphics are nice enough, you know, for an indie game that's you know, kind of janky. And it has a lot of features and a lot of stuff to do. And it definitely would keep you busy if you're looking for something like this. So, yeah, not a whole lot of negatives, in my opinion, for this game outside of the tutorial. So, yeah, B.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be pretty similar, though I'm going to be a little more harsh on the new player experience aspect of it and give it a B minus. I do think it's something they should improve, and they'd probably have higher retention rate. You know, I can only assume, but I know I probably would have played longer and did a more varied amount of things had I been aware.
Yeah,
just in general. So, you know, I kind of just stuck to doing contract work because it was making me money. So. But yeah, other than that, I don't really have like actual any hard complaints about the game. You know, it's a good enough time. So,
yeah. All right. Well, let us know in the comments what do you guys think about Farming Simulator 22. Are you playing this for the first time this month, or is this nothing new for you? You've been playing the series for a while. If you have played this in the past, this whole series, is this the best one, or have they been better in the past? We don't have really a frame of reference for that because the one we did play was a while ago. So how's the series doing? What do you like about this one? What don't you like about this one? And if you're new to this, what do you think about this? Did you try this? Did you like it? Did you not like it? How'd you feel about the new player experience? Let us know everything you think about in the comments below when it comes to Farming Simulator 22. All right, next game we played this month was, let's go with Weird West. Weird West is a isometric, meaning top-down, action shooter, I guess. I want to call it an action RPG, but it's not really because everything's collected. It's all items. It's not really leveling. In it, you play as five different characters, which I found out having beaten one of the campaigns. I had no idea there was going to be five journeys. You play as one character of five through their story in the Weird West. The game features twin stick shooter style shooting, has stealth mechanics. It's kind of set up, like you said before to me off camera, kind of like Fallout a bit in certain ways. You can interact with a lot of the environment and use it to your advantage, climb through windows, light oil on fire, use water and electricity together. It features revolvers, shotguns, rifles, lever action rifles, dynamite you can throw. You can knock people out. You can stab them. There is abilities in the game and perks that you unlock by finding, what are they, feathers? It's like purple feathers and orange cards. They're all over the cards, yeah. They're all over the map. And as you collect those, you're able to unlock abilities and perks, basically. So it's not based off of leveling. It's based off of your exploration. There's a main campaign for every journey. And then there's a bunch of side quests, ways to make money, find new NPCs that can travel with you, because this game has a reputation system. And yeah, you go around the Weird West and just shoot stuff up, basically. We both played it, and I'll start with my impressions of Weird West in October. So I've played this game in the past, but I don't know where I played it, because after playing this, I looked it up on Steam. I don't own it. I'm like, okay, I don't own it on Steam. Do I refund it? I can't find any evidence of that. Checked on Xbox Game Pass. I have no save for it there. So maybe I owned it on PlayStation, and then I just downloaded this, and now I got the PlayStation Plus version of it. I don't know. I've played this game before, though. So it was interesting to come back to this, because I'm going to be honest going into this. I thought this game was kind of a sleeper game when it first came out, because when I played it when it first came out, I was like, this game's actually a lot of fun. Why isn't anybody talking about this? But I didn't play it a whole lot at that time, because I'm always hopping to the most relevant and high priority game that I can. But coming back to it, I put way more time into it this time around than the first time I played it, and overall I had a lot of fun with it. I do think this game is more than you'd expect in terms of the type of game it is. So the first journey you play, and I'm not going to talk about the story too much, but you play as this woman whose husband has been taken and her kid has been killed, right? And you're essentially seeking revenge for the kid, but also to get your husband back. I thought this was just the game, but I didn't realize once I beat it that it's like, you know, her journey is over, but the next journey is beginning. And I was like, that's really interesting. So I played through her whole journey, and I had a lot of fun. The game has an interesting system that a lot of games that are more turn-based typically have. You have locations that you play in, but then when you go to other locations, you get this map. Does Baldur's Gate do that? I know Celeste does.
Celeste definitely does. I don't think Baldur's Gate does.
Okay. When you travel in between places, it shows a map and it shows the location. It shows where you're going, and whether you're on foot or on horseback, it'll change the time it takes to get there. Random events happen on your way there, whether you run into wolves or run into robbers, run into a wandering merchant. There's all these random events that happen when you travel, which I think is kind of a neat system in a lot of games that do that. So definitely welcome here. I also like that once you purchase a horse, if wolves or some kind of animal tries to attack you, you can just keep riding. You can choose to fight them or not. So that's kind of a good perk of buying a horse. So yeah, you go into towns. Huh? Well, I was just using other people's horses for a while there, but owning a horse is nice because they're always at the entrance of any location you go to. Sense. So they're also a huge storage. So yeah, I played enough to unlock all of her abilities, which are fine. She has a slow move that I think is pretty good for situations where shit's getting a little chaotic. I used her mine a lot. I would funnel people into hallways and stuff and just blow them up. I forgot her other abilities for some reason. Do you remember any of them? Well, I can't remember them. There's another one I used a lot too, and I can't remember what it is.
I think I got them and I just never used them. Because, I remember. I can't remember what button. It's like, you know,
R1 or something like that.
Yeah. And I remember it telling me, I was like, okay, cool. Not super interested. I just kept
playing. Well, it's cool too, because then once you unlock all those, you can start putting, or you can just do it any way you want. You can start putting points into abilities for your weapons as well. And then that works. It's a little weird, but like when you're aiming, I think you hold R1 at that point, and then you can press those buttons for your weapons abilities as well. So a lot of different ways to play, which I really enjoyed, although it does feel a little over encumbered on a controller, especially the aiming aspect. It works fine. I did fine with that. But I do think that wherever the hell I played on mouse and keyboard, I felt better then with the mouse at the very least. But yeah, anyway, going to towns, I think, is really neat because there's just a lot more going. It almost feels like an RPG. There's a lot more going on than you really would expect from a game like this. You can like craft stuff. You can melt down metals to make things. You can purchase horses. You can go to like the doctor and buy like med packs and get healed. You can go to the local sheriff and they can give you bounties to go hunt people down. There's people over the place that will give you missions. You can talk to random people and they might give you a mission. So there's a reason to talk to everybody. And then every mission and layout has different ways to go about doing it. I mostly stealthed through a lot of stuff just because I liked eliminating people slowly. That's pretty decent stealth mechanics. But then, you know, if it got crazy, I would just go loud and throw a lot of dynamite and shoot people. But yeah, actually really enjoyed the gameplay of just doing these missions. Plenty of side quests to do too. I was really surprised by that. Like not only the bounties, but just like the random side quests you get from people. It's almost like getting too many of them. I was like, oh shit, I got a lot of things to do. And then you get these timed ones that are kind of interesting too. And there's ways to make money, but people be like, I need this delivered here within 6 days.
Yeah.
And once you get the horse, it makes that a lot easier. But yeah, I was doing that. So yeah, overall, the gameplay loop is a lot of fun. I think the gameplay is fun. I think the ability to stealth and shoot stuff is also a lot of fun. There's a lot of really interesting options, too, with like, you know, you can interact with things like open windows and climb into windows, stuff like that. You can kill horses, which I think is weird. Like you can bury them as well. You can bury anybody. You can also dig people up, but if you're in like areas where people see that, your reputation can drop. So just a lot of interesting features I wouldn't expect from a game like this. Yeah, the story for at least the first journey is interesting enough. I think it's more interesting the further you get into it, because I don't really want to spoil anything, but it gets supernatural, and that's where it starts to really feel, this is Devolver, right?
Yes.
This is a published or published by Devolver.
Yeah.
That's where it starts feeling more like a Devolver game. Because otherwise, I'm like, Devolver published like just a straight up like really good action, almost RPG. But then it gets into like the weird stuff. And I'm like, ah, okay, there's why Devolver published it. So yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, I mean, overall, I really enjoyed this game a lot. I think it's super solid. I was glad to see all on Reddit earlier in the month, somebody had made a post in the PlayStation Plus subreddit, I think, saying that they were kind of surprised at how good this game is that nobody talked about it. And I'm like, yeah, preach, dude, because like that's how I feel, too, when I originally played it. I still feel like that. So if you didn't give this game a chance, I'm going to hop into recommendations real quick. Just kind of just touch recommendations for a second. Check it out. I think you might be surprised by it if you haven't played it. Yeah, really liked it.
Yeah, I mean, mine's going to be a lot shorter because I pretty much, I'm just going to echo a lot of things you said outside of my feelings of the game, which is I didn't enjoy the combat. it does feel like Fallout 1 and 2, and I just wish it was turn-based, to be honest.
It could so easily be a turn-based game. I do like that it's an action game, but... Yeah. It's so close to being a turn-based game. Well, I think game. It's
probably more appealing for people to not be a turn-based game,
yeah,
for the masses. But for myself, I just, the combat was, you know, I don't, getting swarmed by people was always frustrating. I don't find those kind of situations to be like fun. So I was just kind of going through it, and I would get to the point where I would just like reload the mission and then start out over, basically, so I didn't have to deal with it in an action sense, and I would just try to stealth everything I could, because I just was very adverse to the combat system in that regard. I do think that is a me problem, though, so I will not be holding that against the game. And then the setting, I honestly just couldn't care less about. I'm not into Western stuff, like, at all.
I love Western stuff, and I love all the weapons from that period or that time in history. So it definitely resonates for me.
Yeah. And so I found myself just being bored. And I'm not, and again, I don't really have like an actual complaint about the game as much as I just don't think I'm the audience. I think it played well. I think it had a lot of the stuff I like about games like Fallout and Celeste and stuff like that, where you can just kind of, you know, loot a bunch of stuff, pick your approach to, you know, to how you handle, you know, stuff. The traveling mechanic I like in games. I also like that with your reputation, if you do get in trouble, people will like sometimes just show up to help you. All of a sudden, they're like, it's almost like a, oh crap, you're having a hard time. Let's throw one of these NPCs you made friends with in there to come like try to help Billy out. And then I had one time where one of them died helping me. I was like, well, I feel kind of bad about that.
Oh, dude, no, I literally every person I've had with me died at some point or another. And the biggest reason is, so there's a sheriff guy who joins you early on. I think it's kind of trying to give you like a little taste of what it's like to have an NPC with you. And he would always walk in front of me, and there's friendly fire, and it would target him. So I'm shooting at somebody, he would just walk by me, and then I'd shoot him in the back. And so I'm helping them kill him. And then he eventually, a couple of missions, it wasn't the first mission, a couple of missions later, he eventually died. I was like, well, shit, like, that sucks. And then later, a girl who I won't talk too much about, who's a main player in the story, you might see in the footage here, she got into a crowd of people who were shooting her while I was shooting into the crowd, and I may have helped them or I may have not, but she's got annihilated. The AI is not very smart when it comes to your friends, especially for a game that has friendly fire.
But I did think it was neat that they would show up. So
although it's a weird system too, because it's not like the same every time, because one time I died and it's like blah 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 showed up, and as the screen was fading, they ran and started shooting people. I'm like, good luck. I'm the dead NPC here.
And then a lot of the mechanics, you know, that you had mentioned, I think are neat, like being able to bury bodies to hide them, or dig up stuff. I also know that if you leave a zone and there's a bunch of bodies out in the open and you come back to it, they will be buried, so you can still access that loot. So it's kind of nice. And then
one thing, I don't know if you did a whole lot of it, but one thing I really like about this game too is it's like so close to being like a turn-based RPG. That there was a random like farm that I came upon, and everybody was like, don't go near that barn. And I'm just like, what's in it? And they're like, don't fucking do it. And I'm like, and I went to the back, and you could lockpick it. I had lockpicks, and I thought about it, but I was like, maybe I should see if there's a way they'll let me in here. So I'm talking with people, and this guy's like, I got a proposition for you. He gave me a mission, and I went and did it. I came back, he paid me. And after that happened, I was like, I don't want to break into their shit. If we got, you know, some kind of reputation, some kind of relationship. Later I do a mission, this dude's like, I need the deed to that farm. And I was just like, interesting, okay, let's see if I can get that deed for you. And so I went to that farm, everyone's walking around, they know me or whatever. I haven't been in the barn, I still don't know what's in there. And I was like, where would the deed be? Do I have to kill everybody and get that deed? I snuck into the house, went upstairs, found the deed in the drawer, took it and just left. So I did kind of betray these people, but like, that was interesting that there's probably multiple ways I could have went about getting that deed, or even not did the mission at all to get the deed. And I went back, gave it to the dude, cause I'm a piece of shit. And, that was the end of that mission. But there's like choices involved with, you know, my exploration that I thought was pretty neat.
Yeah, no, it feels like an RPG. It's just, you know, an action game. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's literally so close. It's so weird. Like, it's just turn-based away from being a turn-based game.
Yeah. Which, you know, as I already kind of said, is more of a flaw for me, but that's not the game's fault. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I really have to add. Otherwise, I agree with everything you said. I actually think the game, outside of my personal gripes, I had zero issues with it at all. So, it plays fine. It, you know, exactly the way it is. It there's, you know, a lot of options in the way you play it. There's random stuff you could do. The random event stuff's fun. The, you know, and all that. I just, thematically, it's just not for me.
Yeah. One last thing I want to mention too that I think it was kind of neat, but I need to explore it more because I'm playing the pig head guy, second journey. Certain perks you unlocked with the character before carry over to him, which I thought was really interesting. But every character so far has their own four original perks as well. Mm. So her perks that are particular to her didn't carry over, but my shotgun perks carried over. Awesome. So there is some constant progression, but also some new stuff. And I'm wondering later, I haven't beaten the game. I do plan on playing this more. If eventually we'll be able to pick the character you want to play, maybe when playing around, if you can keep playing. Otherwise, I think it's kind of weird that I spent stuff on perks for a character that I might not ever play again. So
fair enough. Yeah,
that would be weird, but I don't know. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Got any recommendations?
I mean, if you're a fan of those old school Fallout games, but and you don't mind action combat and you're into Western stuff, I would give it a shot. That being said, very more specifically, if you are into Western stuff, you're into isometric games, you're into games that allow you choice, either going in loud or stealth, talking to people, you know, to solve things or just deciding to, you know, murder them, whatever. The game has all of that in it. So also if you like games with multiple characters, apparently I didn't really, you know, experience the second character. I shut it off before I finished the first character. Yeah. And games where like when you have a world map and you travel and there's a chance to get in encounters and stuff like that. I would say give it a shot. It seems like the, at least from what I've heard so far, people seem to enjoy it. So,
yeah. Yeah, basically, I would echo all of that. If you're into some of the mechanics of like a turn-based RPG, like Celeste or Fallout, without it being that cowboy stuff, like you said, definitely if you're into cowboy stuff. If you like Devolver-style indie games, check it out. It's definitely got a Devolver feel to it, but more ambitious than I expect from a Devolver game, because a lot of Devolver games are pretty simple and what they offer gameplay wise. What else would I add? You kind of already said it, but games with choices, whether that's through, you know, mission structure or how you go about the mission, even if you play a game like, and it's a weird one, but like, you know, Metal Gear Solid 5 or something, you really liked how you could just approach a mission in different ways from different directions. This game, every map feels like a whole new arena you can approach from any direction, however you want. And I really like that choice. I got to get creative with how I did missions and have to react on the fly in a more dynamic way in certain ways. So if that sounds appealing to you, I would definitely recommend it. Also, last recommendation, if you like twin stick shooters, what I mean by that is left stick moves your character, right stick aims. There's a bunch of games like that. They don't necessarily have to be on controller, but there's, you know, plenty of games out there like that. One game I'm for some reason thinking of, and it's a really old game that I wish they would have made a new one, but I think it's called Hunter the Reckoning. That's a really old one, but even like Helldivers or something. If you're into games that play like that, I would highly recommend this because it's a really, really interesting gameplay loop. So, yeah, I can't really think of anything else. It's pretty specific, but I would definitely loosely recommend anyone just check it out and see if you like it because you might look at it and go, I don't know. And there's more to it than it looks like, so definitely check it out. Okay, so I gave my impression, so you grade it.
Sure. I'm gonna give it a B+. I think the game, you know, is well made, and I have very little criticisms of it. So I just have, you know, obviously my personal preferences of gameplay types. It doesn't fall into it, so I'm done with it. But yeah, I don't think the game has any major issues, other than I just don't feel A. I don't know how to word it, but yeah, I think B+ is fair.
Yeah, I'm also gonna give it a B+. It is, there's more going on with it, but it's not a super deep game, especially in terms of its progression. You definitely are finding new gear, buying new equipment, putting on relics to change your stats, and you know, buying perks, stuff like that. But I feel like it could be deeper, and if they make a second one, I would hope they would pull a Remnant 2 and really expand on what they have really kind of carved out here. But for what it is, it's definitely a very confident B plus. Maybe by the time I beat it, I'll give it an A minus or something, or maybe higher. But I feel good with B plus. It's just a solid, fun game if you're into this kind of game. So, and even if you're not, apparently, it still gets a B plus. Yeah,
I'm just trying to be objective about it.
So. Yeah, yeah. No, I think everyone can appreciate that. Anything else? Mm-mm. All right, let us know in the comments, what did you guys think about Weird West? Did you play it? What did you think of it? Did you like it? Did you not like it? If you didn't like it, why didn't you like it? If you did like it, what did you like about it? What are some of your favorite systems? What kind of guns did you prefer to use? Did you like using the bow and arrow? Did you like stealthing around? Did you like going loud? What kind of perks did you like? How far did you get? Did you beat the game? Did you get to a certain journey? Who's your favorite character? Don't give me too much information on those guys, though, because I have not played far enough to know. Yeah, what's your favorite thing about the game? Let us know everything you think about when it comes to Weird West in the comments below. Last game we played in October was the Callisto Protocol. If you didn't get a chance to play the Callisto Protocol, it is a another sci-fi horror game made by the people who brought us Dead Space, and it feels like it. In the Callisto Protocol, you play as, I forgot his name, some dude, who is...
Yep.
He's got a name like Dave or Mark or something. It's like a really basic name.
Fucking Joe the truck driver.
Yeah. You are a dude who's like driving cargo back and forth from a prison on a planet or moon or whatever. And something happens with a chick and you end up crashing and somebody decides you need to go to prison. So you go to prison, but you go to prison on the best day you could ever go to prison, when it gets taken over by a bunch of fucking monsters.
D-Day.
Yeah. And so, it's a third-person survival horror game. It plays and looks, in a lot of ways, very similar to Dead Space. And you can't really call it like a Dead Space ripoff, because it's the dude who made Dead Space. He can do whatever he wants when it comes to design.
Spiritual successor.
But it's very interesting to see how many things from Dead Space carry over to this game, like a health bar on the back of your neck, very close over the shoulder camera angle like Dead Space in a sci-fi horror scenario. The big thing that differentiates this game from Dead Space is its combat system, which relies mostly, as far as I've played, on close quarters melee combat complemented by guns, in which you swing at people and then you press left or right to dodge their swings, swing back at them, and then you're able to, after doing enough damage, fire your pistol in the middle of melee combat to get an extra shot in there with the very scarce amount of ammo that you have. The game features a lot of jump scares, creepy atmosphere, very story heavy. The beginning of the game is basically a movie. A lot of random characters, a lot of different ambitions. And basically you're trying to escape the prison, just like the Ishimura in Dead Space. We didn't both play it. I played it in front of you.
Yes.
Because you're not really into games like this, and I'm definitely into games like this, so I figured we could knock out two birds, one stone, and I could just play it. You could watch and observe, so you did not get your hands on the gameplay, but you know how it worked. You saw how the features work, and you saw the graphics and the story and all that stuff.
And ask questions when I had them.
Yep. Yeah, so who went first last time on Camera Impressions? Let's start with you.
I think it was you anyways.
Yeah.
So first impression, I had a very vague idea of what this is because I have a very vague idea of Dead Space and I knew it was the same person. But I have no idea. Like I couldn't tell the connective tissue, until you kind of explained literally all the comparisons that you were playing between and Dead Space.
Constantly. So, I was like, oh, just like Dead Space. Oh, just like Dead Space.
I'll start with the stuff that seemed off to me first, and then I'll say that the positive stuff, which I will have. So
graphics, good graphics.
The negatives are the control scheme seems goofy to me, and I could imagine that I wouldn't enjoy it because the idea of like having to flick a stick in combat is kind of not appealing to me. I'd rather just hit a dodge button. It's like in lieu of, I don't know, like a Souls style game or any action game for that matter. God of War, you know. I just, you know, want a dodge button versus a, and I get what they're trying to do. It's kind of the same idea as like when you play skate and you're like flicking the stick all over the place to move your feet a certain way. This is trying to be a little more like involved and like, you know, making you move certain directions and stuff like that. Kind of like a fighting game almost. I just don't think it sounds super appealing to me. And even watching you, even after you got used to it, it still seemed kind of stiff, I think is probably the best word I can use for it. Though I do like to kind of weave this in there that you can throw in other types of attacks other than just like hitting. I like when the cursor would pop up and you can like shoot, and it wasn't always the head or the chest or an arm. It was like, you know, it kind of would like have a general area, and depending on how they're moving, you might clip them, you know, in the arm, and their arm will come off. Or
it feels, you know, like in the middle of a fight, you're just pulling a pistol, yeah, trying to get a shot off.
And I thought that was kind of cool because it's not like a guaranteed thing, and it's literally just kind of like a free hit real quick that could just end the fight if you get a good shot. So I thought that was kind of cool. It kind of has the same kind of like looting system too that for me, at least, I didn't play it obviously. But kind of was reminiscent of like Doom, where like, you know, you mess with the corpses to get stuff.
Yep. Just like Dead Space.
Yeah. I didn't play Dead Space.
You kill things, you stomp on them, the shit comes out of them.
Yeah.
Although this game feels like there's much less stuff coming out of everything, but I do think they're really going for a more scarcity feeling.
Yeah. It seemed like that.
Yeah.
What was something else I didn't much care for? Oh, the enemy variety, though there is a variety, which is positive. I think a lot of them, even from a secondhand experience, came off very annoying. Lots of ranged enemies that just instantly attack you the moment you're in their view. Mm-hmm. And it didn't seem like you could do much about it. Now, again, I'm not playing it, so
that is a huge negative for me in this game. Is I get what they're trying to do; they're trying to freak you out, but the game offers the enemy too many, unless you already know the map, so you could preemptively be ready for them. It offers the enemy too many chances to hit you before you even know what the fuck's going on, and that's not something I've really experienced in almost any survival horror game. I've played most of them. It's like if I was like, you know, playing Resident Evil, and as soon as I walk in a door, someone just hits me with an axe before I can even register what's happening. Or, you know, I'm playing Silent Hill, whatever, and I walk in a door and something just shoots me from across the room as soon as I walk in. There's multiple times where I'm opening a door, and as soon as you open the door, a guy hits you. And it doesn't take a lot of damage, but I'm like, it kind of sucks that the game design to surprise you is allowing the enemies to hit you because you didn't know they're there. As opposed to just having a jump scare to freak you out.
Yeah.
They're letting the enemies hit you. And it did come off annoying because, first off, your guy doesn't move very well. And that's intentional for sure. And I do like that they're trying to keep the tension up that way. But when enemies across the room are like shooting at you with like acid, there's not really a good way to get the hell out of the way of that. And you can shoot back at them. But like a lot of times they start shooting at you before you even know they're there. And so it comes off kind of annoying when you have like three dudes who do take turns when they fight you. So I appreciate that. But when you got like dudes just trying to hit you, and then there's someone across the room just shooting acid, it feels sloppy in terms of like, it doesn't feel stressful. Like, oh shit, they might kill me. It's just like, this is fucking stupid. Like, it's kind of annoying the way you got this room set up. Like, it doesn't feel scary. Nothing in this game really felt scary to me too, which I'll get into that later. But anyway, just you reminded me of that when you were talking about
it. Came off annoying. And like, you know, the one example, like even from a viewer's perspective where I was like, I was getting annoyed watching it, was that you walked into one room And I think it's when they introduced the fucking snakehead people that are in the pockets or whatever.
Yeah. They're really annoying.
Yeah, you got hit by one of those, and you had to deal with like two or three of them or whatever, and then all of a sudden the room started getting flooded with spitters like almost immediately afterwards. Yep. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, this room is annoying.
And you can make the argument, and again, if you've played this game before, I don't think you can really chime in on this unless your first playthrough you're a psychic. But when you walk into a room, if they can see you, they attack you. But there's also the little eggs that they're in. Some of them don't have anything in them, so it's not like I'm gonna come in there with a pistol and just shoot all of them, waste my ammo to check which ones. There's no system really involved. It's just like as soon as they can attack you, they will. And so it takes away any feeling of like I can take control of the situation, or takes away the feeling of even being scared, because as soon as they snatch you instantly, I'm just like, okay, here we go. It's just falls flat, in my opinion, a lot of the enemy design.
And I felt that and I wasn't even playing, so.
Yeah.
I think those are pretty much the big negatives I have.
I also think the enemies look generic, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they're just kind of like, you know, gross looking humans. So, yeah. Which is fine, whatever. Like, you know, we don't know what is happening yet. So,
yeah, worth mentioning, we didn't beat it, but we played it for a while. I feel like I'm probably halfway through the game.
Yeah, so the positives, really. I think the game, like you already brought up, it looks very good, which is, you know, nice when it comes to this kind of game, especially something that's so story heavy, which I'm going to now also include as a positive. I love story heavy games. So it made it really easy for me to watch it because I got to get invested even as a viewer.
It's like watching a movie.
Yeah. And is honestly, you know, to speak on that, I thought the voice acting work was good. Some of the dialogue was meh, but for the most part, it was good.
I also think this game has really good, and it's not as crazy nowadays as it once was, but I think it does have above average facial mocapping.
It does.
Yeah. They look really good.
I thought the characters were, you know, fairly interesting. I wasn't like amazed by them, but I believed they were who they were. So that was nice.
It's weird because I think Sam Witwer is actually a really good actor, but his character, the prison guard, he's like, this is my kingdom.
Yeah.
He like was tonally like one way and another way constantly. He'd be like this crazy psychopath or this calm, chill dude.
Yeah.
And he felt so like weird in like his dialogue and his delivery, which is really bizarre because I think he does really good in most stuff he's in. And maybe his character gets more interesting later, I don't know. But he was the only one who I was like, man, he's just all over the place. Otherwise, yeah, I think everybody else did a good enough job.
Well, and I think the game also does a good job like starting the game where like you're just a dude, you know, or a pair of dudes, I should say, like doing what you do all the time, transporting cargo, except for the guy next to you is complaining because he just doesn't want to do this job. He thinks it's a waste of time, basically.
That's why dude two gets mangled.
And you got this whole thing where like a sensor goes off or something like that, or you go to check on the cargo. I can't remember exactly why you get up, but you go and you get to explore your ship a little bit, and you find out you're being boarded, which, you know, makes sense in a space game type of thing. I was like, oh, okay, that's an interesting approach, because I in my brain I'm like, it's a horror game, it's gonna be a bunch of monsters on the ship. No, it's just people. I was like, okay, still trying to wait for like when the horror part kicks in. Again, I went in this game completely ignorant, so I have no idea what I was getting into. And then that leading into a pretty intense crash sequence, which I thought was pretty well done. Though the part where you're climbing into the cockpit and the panels are falling off, I was like, okay, I get it. Like your path is getting cut off and all the panels keep flying off and you're just surrounded by fire right there. It just came off a little too systematic there.
Funniest thing too is the other pilot the whole time is like, come on. Come on, get up here. Come on.
You're just not even completely understanding the fact that fighting a vacuum.
Yeah, if he lets go of climbing that, he's dead.
Yeah.
And so to be impatient with him, to be like, get the fuck in here. It's like,
he's also crawling on fire.
Like, yeah.
Chill out. So anyways, Yeah, you obviously you end up you crash, and then you get a nice a reminder of the fact that you're going to be playing a gory game, because you kind of look at this guy who's not dead yet, and he is gross looking from the damage he's taken, and the fight you guys were having, there's no resolution to it. He just blames you again right before he takes his last breath. So just like, okay, that's one way to start this game.
That's bleak.
Yeah. You know, then we deal with the cop thing and how they get arrested, which we still didn't really get an explanation on. So I don't know about that.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about it too much further story-wise, because someone watching this might not have played the game yet.
Yeah. So. Well, and that was, I was just basically kind of like talking about like the viewing experience. Like, that's the whole beginning of the game. And it was enough to like kind of get me interested. And so as you were going through and you're constantly talking to a character that you end up talking to a lot. You know, even that whole situation was kind of interesting, because a lot of times in games, you know, you get this person who's just like, they're instantly the buddy. And in this case, it was more, it felt like there was just a necessity.
So you basically need each other.
Yeah. And then just going forward constantly, there's just, because you're in communication with each other, there's just a lot of slow information being given to you as you creep through and slowly get introduced to the events that are unfolding. And I just kind of really found that fun to watch. So the only thing I really can add is, for the most part, they do a pretty good job too with the, I don't know what word I want, the ambiance, like the way the music and stuff like that works. It's pretty typical for horror games and stuff like that, but you know, it gets like really unnerving. Nothing's happening, and the music's just like got like a little bit of like a screeching you know, violin going, and
pretty dead space. Like that.
It definitely added to the environment.
Yeah,
but you know, at this point, a lot of that, people have that down in horror games, but
It's funny, because a game like a game like Silent Hill is going to have like ambient music that just makes everything feel uneasy. Game like Resident Evil, at least the older ones, has like very haunting music that plays. But like Dead Space, which is quite a lot of the times, honestly, but when shit happens, it goes crazy. And this both hits you with so much uneasy sound constantly that it makes you feel like stressed. It's a really interesting, really interesting difference in how they're trying to keep you on your toes constantly. And they definitely, you know, the music will fade before some jump scare happens. But yeah, there's a lot of just constant, even like the ambient sounds of like the ship and footsteps in other areas. Like, you don't know if someone's attacking you, or, you know, just ambient sound of somebody in another room somewhere. In both Dead Space and this, I keep bringing up Dead Space because this is like literally in most ways kind of a spiritual successor to it.
Yeah. And I definitely like watching it, the stress aspect, and you could tell it was like a constant theme of the game, because even in combat, the way that the camera and the movement works, it felt like they just didn't want you to feel comfortable ever.
Yep.
Which succeeded even from my you know, view of the game. So I don't know. I had a decent enough time. I would be curious, obviously, to the rest of the story at this point, since we spent so much time.
Yeah, we should definitely just sit down and beat it.
I think depending on the ending, I could have pretty positive thoughts about the game. So,
yeah, I have to reserve my grade for this, because when I was playing through Dead Space, which I wasn't a Dead Space fan back in the day, and then recently I played the remake and absolutely loved it, but the story is like intriguing for most of the game, and then towards the end you're like, holy shit, like it just like opens up in this whole thing where you're like, I want to know more about the Marker and Altman and all sorts of stuff. And so knowing that about Dead Space, I'm like, this might pull something like that as well. And it feels pretty similar, because you got a very preachy prison
warden
or whatever.
Maybe
you got a dude who's got some mystery about him. We don't know the origin of the monsters. It's a sci-fi horror game. Like, it has a lot of similar things going on with it. So
lots of potential false flags being given.
Yep. So, and then characters, it's trying to make feel, you know, friendly, and they possibly could die, or a chick saboteur in both games, it seems. A lot of parallels. So I am definitely curious to see where the story goes in this. But my overall impressions, since we've already covered a lot, I'll just basically say graphics are really good. It's a really good looking game. It's a AAA game. It's really cool to see the same people who brought us Dead Space bring us a brand new Dead Space style game with these graphics. Though after playing the remake of Dead Space, you know, I got something a little more modern with that as well. Combat's interesting. I don't know if I like it or not. In certain situations, I think it's actually kind of clever, but clever in the same way that in Alan Wake 1, they use the flashlight as a reticle. It doesn't feel as good as a reticle. And in Alan Wake 2, they just have reticle. So thank you. So much better. But you got to still admire that they tried something with that flashlight. And in this, I think it's interesting because a lot of survival horror games, you have like a pipe or a knife or pistol with limited ammo, and you feel helpless once you get low or run out of ammo. This has that kind of, but you feel more empowered in this game because you always have a melee weapon. And if you're good at combat, which I was getting better at it, but they definitely switch up quite a bit on their attack patterns. You feel like you can handle a lot of fights. It's more getting overwhelmed that's kind of rough, but when it's working well, it does add to the stress and tension of feeling claustrophobic, even in melee combat, which I think was their intention. I think they wanted you to fight up close like that and not be able to run or dodge in a big way, because they want you like face to face with this thing while it's trying to kill you. And that I really appreciate, but it does sometimes feel wonky, kind of janky sometimes. And when you get overwhelmed with a lot of different types of enemy types, which maybe later you get some stuff that makes that kind of go away, it feels clunky. It feels sluggish. And I feel like, and I don't want it to be fast paced dodging. Then it's just an action game and it's really going to take away from the horror. But it does feel like I'm kind of like walking through fucking molasses while I got people shooting at me, grabbing me, pulling me all over the place. I got three dudes surrounding me. And so, yeah, I basically appreciate what they're doing with this. And I would love to see if the story could lend itself to it. A Callisto Protocol 2, where they improve on the idea they had originally. But in this game, when it works well. And I think it is a lot of fun, even though I think it takes a lot of the horror out of the game. When I feel like I can just like, I see a dude coming, I'm like, oh, I'm going to kick this guy's ass. Like it feels different than like, oh shit, do I have enough ammo? I better aim well.
Yeah, random truck driver's just pro fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a brutal boy for sure.
Yeah.
Guy can use a gun really well. He can fucking beat people's ass. He's a tough dude. But yeah, when it works well in a fun way. But then other times it feels like it works against you in the game. And that's a really conflicting feeling for, you know, how you have to play the game. So, yeah, combat is hit or miss, but I think it can be good for sure. Shooting feels okay. I am not a big fan of the design of the guns I've seen so far, but they're not really, at this point in the game, the main focus of the combat. They're more of like a use it when you really need to situation. And I think that is a really interesting dynamic that I haven't really seen in a whole lot of horror games, that it plays, you know, secondary to melee combat almost. Enemy types go from functional in combat the way it's intended to annoying so far, which is probably my biggest complaint of the game, is a lot of the enemy types, the placement of them and the way that they're set up to just hit you in places you've never, you know, been before. You walk in and get hit. I think it's a really lame design. And if it's attempting to be scary, it's not scary at all. It's just annoying, which is sad to say. The design of the prison is cool. It's very Dead Space. But there's rooms where it just turns into a playground of like spinning stuff to throw people into. Also, the game has like a gravity gun, similar to Dead Space, where you can throw people. And so there is a fun factor to being able to do that. There's walls that have spikes on them for some reason. There's you know, pits you can throw people in.
It's a pretty crazy prison.
Yeah, it's insane. There's one room, you guys are probably seeing the footage at some point here, where you have to wait for a door to open while it's happening. This room just activates and all these things are spinning everywhere. And you can just fling people into those things. And I think one guy I was fighting got clipped on his arm and just blew up instantly. So like, all right, bye. Doesn't really make sense in my opinion, but it's fun and it looks cool. So I'm not going to complain. More things to do in fights, I think, is better than less. So, story's interesting so far. It's not super amazing, but I don't think it's built up to where it needs to be. There's still that intrigue of like, what's going on? I have no idea what's happening. I got to play it more to really have a strong opinion on the story. But so far, it's doing the job. It's working. I do need to know why he's in the prison, but the one girl implied that there's something special about the main character, so we'll find out. The character's okay. I don't think any of the characters are necessarily that charming or super likable, but they're not like bad either. They're performed well, so
yeah.
There's not much to complain about. I just don't feel attached to anyone, including the main character. So
I think that's fair.
Yeah, so not necessarily a complaint, but I would like more from them, so maybe that will happen through the story. Upgrades. You find credits when you stomp on enemies. You can upgrade your baton, which is probably the coolest weapon in the game so far. Your pistol, other equipment.
Your glove.
Your glove. You can sell stuff you're not using, buy health packs, stuff like that. But you have very limited resources, so you got to really kind of think about how you want to strategize your next move forward. I like that system. I loved it in Dead Space as well, so works really good. Overall, I like the game. It's just I feel like it misses sometimes, which is disappointing. But other than that, it's a AAA, well-crafted game with a couple ambitious ideas that are hit and miss. Hit or miss. So, yeah. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, let's jump into recommendations. The easy one, survival horror games. If you like survival horror games, you should probably play this. The other easy recommendation, if you like Dead Space, you should probably check this out. Because it's definitely a spiritual successor in most ways. If you like sci-fi, and you're open to horror, sci-fi horror, definitely check this out. It is really interesting to play horror games in space with sci-fi settings, because I feel like it's kind of harder to make sci-fi scary. But I think his name's Glenn Schofield, the guy who made both games. He seems to have a knack for it, so I'll give him that. But yeah, if you like sci-fi, this is definitely a sci-fi game. If you like big budget AAA story-centric games, check this out if you're open to horror. If you're not into horror, it's going to be hard for you to play. Although I have to say, and I'm not just saying this, this game's not that scary so far.
Outside of jump scares.
Huh?
Outside of jump scares.
Yeah, yeah. Which are always cheap. After that, you know they're coming. But doesn't have an atmosphere where I feel like I'm worried about moving forward outside of if something's going to hit me instantly. Other than that, though, I'm not, you know, worried about enemies doing any crazy stuff out of nowhere. So, yeah. Any other recommendations? It's a horror game.
It's a horror game. Games that focus mostly on melee combat.
I was about to say, if you like chivalry, if you like brawlers, oddly enough, this has like a, I mean, he's like one step away from having like a fucking sword and shield. It feels like a system where you're like dodging, blocking, and swinging. Like it's kind of
why I don't like
it. It's kind of weird, but
I don't like chivalry either.
That was a really make or break thing for a lot of people when the game came out. They were like, this is basically a boxing game. And I was just like, what does that mean? Now I've played it. I'm like, I kind of get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But also, I don't hate it. So I feel like if you don't like the fighting in this game, it's going to, that's the game. But if you either like it or you think it's fine like me, that's going to definitely be a huge make or break for the game. Because it is a very ambitious idea for a horror game. So, yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Who did impressions first? You?
Yes.
So I got to grade it. This is a temporary grade because I haven't beaten the game and I want to beat this game. And this game potentially could get better, worse, or stay the same, obviously. With that said, I'm going to give it a B minus, which sounds kind of rough because the game obviously is AAA. It looks gorgeous, very well acted, interesting story for the most part, but not, I don't love it so far. But the gameplay is either like a lot of fun and cool and I'm impressed with it. And then other times I'm like annoyed playing the game. And that's a feeling I don't feel often in a lot of games. I don't feel annoyed playing games often. It's like less than 1% of the games I play in my life, I've been annoyed playing it. So that's a weird conflict. I'm still giving it a B because the quality and everything about it is like really top notch, and it could get better. But I just hate that sometimes I'm like, that didn't feel like that was my fault. It felt like the game was designed to fuck me. And I don't like that. It's a hard thing to balance, but I don't think they're doing it very well in this game so far. And Dead Space never felt like that to me. So and I keep bringing it up, but like same dude, very similar design. So it's not, it's definitely this game that makes me feel that way. So yeah, I have to give it a B minus. I hope that will go up by the time I beat it. I feel like it will. Cause, as you unlock more things, the gameplay will probably open up more. But as of right now, it's sometimes annoying. I don't like that.
Interesting. My perspective is obviously different because I'm not playing. So, from the perspective of someone watching the game, I'm going to give it a B. But I do think this is true of any story, depending on how it ends, that could drastically change. All it takes is a good ending and I'll be calling it an A,
It could easily be an A game for sure.
It could also just flop at the end and then, I would probably sink that grade because there's nothing I hate more than a story heavy game that just kind of goes nowhere. Yep. So that drives me insane. I'd rather a bad ending than a no ending. I hate that shit, dude. So unless it just feels very obvious there's another story coming. So it was fun enough for me. I was able to sit there and watch it for the most part. With some occasional glances at my phone, but that is just kind of the era anyway. So
If you ever want to continue through it, let me know, because I would definitely like to beat that. So all right, so a B and a B minus. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, let us know in the comments what you guys think of Callisto Protocol. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Maybe you didn't play it, you don't like horror games, something like that. Let us know why you wouldn't play it. If you did play it though, first off, what do you think about it in terms of its combat? Let's get that out of the way. Like, what's your thoughts on it? Do you like it? Do you dislike it? Do you think it's fine? And what do you think about the story? What do you think about the scares? What do you think about the horror and the enemy design? If you've beaten the story, please no spoilers, because I do plan on beating this game. I think it's a pretty short game, I've heard.
I would assume so.
Yeah. So yeah, let me know everything you think about in the comments below when it comes to the Callisto Protocol. Did you like it? And what'd you think about the other games that we played, Farming Simulator 22 and Weird West? But that's going to do it for this episode of Plus Club. As always, thank you for watching. Make sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to check out our other episodes. Check us out on our socials and streams, link down below. Check us out on our Discord, link down below. You can talk to us anytime, all the time. We're on iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast platforms if you prefer to listen to us in audio form. And we have a Patreon if you'd like to support the channel more than liking, commenting, sharing, and subscribing. If you're brand new, I also have a TikTok, link down below if you'd like to watch the longer versions of the short form content that I upload here on Shorts. They are cut up because of the time limitations. The longer versions are on TikTok, so pick your poison. I've been Seth. This has been Chevy. Thank you for joining me, Chevy, for this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us for this conversation. Until the next episode, we will talk to you later. Have a good one, guys, and take it easy.